You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 52 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. New testimony at the Chad Daybell trial. The medical examiner explained why he believes Tammy Daybell died by homicide. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce is standing by with the latest from the courtroom. Becky?
Jeff, Utah's former medical examiner testified today. He is the one who examined Tammy's body after it was exhumed in 2020. He says they looked at the foam in and around Tammy's mouth and bruises on her arms and chest. At one point, they asked him to draw on a diagram where those bruises were. They were both on the front and back of her arms. Cross-examination got a bit heated with Daybell's attorney John Pryor, but the former medical examiner stayed firm, saying he believes Tammy died of asphyxiation from strangulation. Up next is going to be a former neighbor of Chad's taking the stand. We have our Amy Kobabe in Boise in the courtroom this week, and we'll have more coming up from her in Boise live. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Becky. Following a series of fake bomb threats to Mount Nebo Middle School in Payson, the district and police are beefing up security.
We've employed additional adult personnel to be in that school to supervise during breaks. We have law enforcement personnel there helping with any external threats that may come along.
That's Seth Sorensen with Nebo School District. A Payson PD officer will be stationed on campus every day till the end of the school year. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators have gathered at USU this afternoon. They're out on the quad.
Protest organizer Chris Carpenter says they are strongly encouraging protesters to leave after 6 p.m.
Because we're in Logan currently and because we're with USU, we don't necessarily have the financial resources nor the numbers to produce an encampment.
Carpenter says they plan to protest for several days to create the feeling of an encampment without any legal complications. Carpenter says they want to be respectful towards students who are graduating Thursday and Friday while still exercising their rights to freedom of speech.
It's a time that there's going to be a lot more people so that it'll be more likely to raise awareness.
Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
USU officials are expecting it's going to be a peaceful protest. Spokesperson Amanda DiRito says organizers let the public safety team know about their plans beforehand.
We do have a small security and a police force. We don't anticipate any issues, but they will be available if issues arise.
She says with commencement activities in and around the quad before day two of this three-day protest, she hopes everyone's going to be respectful. The last of the arrested U of U protesters has now been released from jail. The 22-year-old was allegedly one of the leaders of the protest. He wasn't arrested till he returned to campus yesterday. Demonstrators were outside the Salt Lake County Jail last night demanding his release. Today, his name has been removed from the jail roster. The Republican Governors Association has put out a statement supporting the Jewish community. Among the 27 GOP governors signing the message, Governor Spencer Cox. The statement mentions what the governors call horrific acts of anti-Semitism, religious bigotry, and terrorism against Jews around the globe. Synagogues in Salt Lake City are increasing security, spending about $500,000 protecting their congregations. Rabbi Avremi Zippel says the money comes from donations.
Every dollar that we spend is raised from the community, for the community, and by the community. And that is money that we could spend on any number of good things that will bring benefit to the Jewish community and the wider community.
The Chabad rabbi says congregation members don't feel safe attending services unless police are visible outside. Some faculty members at Columbia University are speaking out over the arrest of student protesters. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, they are denouncing the administration after hundreds of pro-Palestinian student protesters were arrested overnight. Alongside other professors, Nadia Abu El-Haj said university administrators refused to negotiate in good faith with the students.
They were threatened by the negotiators that if they did not take the encampment apart, the National Guard would come in. The students were terrified.
Police say the students were being led by outside agitators. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel pushing Hamas to accept a ceasefire deal. He says if Hamas cares about the well-being of the Palestinian people, it will take the deal.
If we're able to get the ceasefire, get the hostages out, we'll look for ways to build on that and have something that's sustainable.
Blinken is also pushing Israel to provide more humanitarian assistance. Disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein will face a retrial in New York on sexual assault charges. The retrial follows a state appeals court ruling that tossed his previous conviction. Attorney Gloria Allred, who is representing one of Weinstein's accusers, says she doesn't expect the ruling to affect his conviction in California.
California is more protective of victims' rights than New York is now with this New York Court of Appeals decision.
Attorneys say they can be ready for a new trial after Labor Day. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic on Wednesday afternoon. Ricky Meese is here. What's going on?
We have some slowdowns building on both north and southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County and delays for Foothill drivers. If you're headed southbound, they go from Sunnyside Avenue to about 1700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's Ricky, my minute's on the way next. Stay right here.